I wasn't sure that I understood. No Bible in the entire church.
Certainly, said Petrov, and there are many such churches in this country. You'll find the same in Romania and in Russia. In the old days, only the priests had them. Ordinary people couldn't read. And since communism, it's been impossible to buy them. It's not often I have a piece of luck like this.
My sense of excitement mounted. I could hardly wait to show Petrov the treasure I had waiting for him in my car. That night I drove up to the apartment, checked the street to make sure it was empty, and then took inside the first of many, many cartons of Bibles I was to deliver to this man over the years. Petrov and his wife watched me put the box on their one table, their eyes wide in frank and open curiosity.
"What's that?" Petrov asked.
I lifted the top and took out a Bible. I put it in the trembling hands of Petrov and another into the hands of his wife.
And in the box?
Petrov asked. "More. And still more outside." Petrov closed his eyes. His mouth was working hard to control the emotion he was feeling, but two tears rolled slowly out from between his closed lids and fell on the volume in his hands. Petrov and I set off immediately on an extended trip through Bulgaria, delivering the Bibles to churches where he knew the need was greatest.
"Do you know the official reason the government gives for suppressing Bibles here?" Petrov asked me, as we sped through a countryside brilliant with roses for the perfume industry. "It's because Bibles are printed in the old orthography. They hold back education, the government says, chain people to ancient spellings and usages."
The visible church in Bulgaria, he went on, had been purged of all elements contrary to the new regime. The Bulgarian Orthodox Church, state church of the country, was now little more than an arm of the government. The present patriarch praised the regime in all his official utterances. His speeches had as much to do with the glories of Narodna Republika Bulgaria as with those of the Kingdom of God.
"In effect, there are two churches here now," Petrov told me. "A puppet church, which echoes the voice of the state, and an underground church. You'll see one of these underground churches tonight."
It was my first service of worship in Bulgaria. It took 12 of us more than an hour that evening to assemble for the meeting, arriving at intervals so that at no time would it appear a group was gathering. At 7:30 our time came. We walked past an apartment house, just happened to turn in together, just happened to stop at the third floor rear, looked around briefly, and entered the apartment without knocking. I could not help but remember Sundays in Vitta, when the whole village turned out to promenade to church. 8 men and women were gathered when we arrived, 2 more coming at 7:45 and 7:55.